This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Right now, what we are doing is healing a nation. Youth, purpose, and entrepreneurship in healthcare. Now, as we commemorate Mark Youth Day, we celebrate not only the legacy of the young people who helped shape our democracy, but also a new generation of young leaders who are building businesses, creating opportunities, making a difference in their communities. Now, our guest today is one such leader. And at just 25 years old, Tina Sundaka is a qualified physiotherapist and entrepreneur who has turned a passion for healing and rehabilitation into a thriving healthcare practice. Just to give you some background, as the founder and owner of Tina Sundaka Restores Physiotherapy, she is helping people regain mobility, also independence and confidence, whilst also proving that young people can be powerful agents of change. Now, this Youth Day, we're exploring what it means to build a business with purpose, the challenges and opportunities facing young South Africans, and our passion, resilience, and service can create lasting impact. Tina, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show, and thank you for taking the time to join us today on Youth Day.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Tina, I just want to confirm your name. You do pronounce it Tina, right? Because the spelling of your name is T-H-I-N-A. I was just, in anticipation, just wondering, oh, Tina's going to haul me over the coals if I don't pronounce the name correctly. But thanks for confirming that. Okay, so Youth Day reminds us of young people who fought for educational, social freedoms. Now, as a young entrepreneur today, what does freedom mean to you in 2026?
So to me, freedom is basically like having the opportunity to pursue purpose, creating impact without having any restrictions or limitations. And also, as a young entrepreneur in 2026, freedom looks like being able to build something that's so meaningful, also while serving your community, creating opportunities, not just for myself as an individual, but also for others too. So that also links to like having access to education, healthcare, and also just spaces whereby young people feel empowered to dream bigger.
You know, as a matter of interest, what inspired you to become a physiotherapist and an entrepreneur?
It's interesting, actually, to become a physiotherapist is because I was once a patient for physiotherapy, you know. So in 2017, I was doing like grade 10. So I sprained my ankle. So when I sprained my ankle, obviously, I had to go through surgery. And I thought after surgery, I should be fine. And then after surgery, someone random in scrubs came to me. And then she was like, oh, hey, I'm a physio. Here are your crutches. I'm going to teach you how to walk and give you some exercises. For me, that was interesting because sometimes you think because now the bone is fixed or the fracture is fixed, you should be able to go back to normal. But no, you still need your function restored, and it doesn't just get restored automatically just because you went through surgery. For me, I found that so meaningful that, hey, there are people who restore lives. Yes, there are doctors, they save lives, but physios will restore lives. So that, for me, it was so interesting. Did my own research, and then I got more interested, and then I applied, and I pursued it.
Okay. So today being Youth Day, we read in the tabloids and the papers about youth unemployment and the challenges that the youth are taking on. A very frightening headline I came across earlier on, which outlined that 60% of under 24s are unemployed. So many South Africans can dream of starting a business but don't know where to begin. So what were your biggest challenges in getting started? Let's try and help out here.
So for me, because the industry, there are already people in like who are already in the industry, people with more experience, people who've been around. And I think one of the biggest lessons that I've been learning with running a business for me, that is not only about the skill. And I know that university, they teach us all the clinical knowledge and the clinical skills, but entrepreneurship, it will teach you resilience, patience, how to communicate clearly, and also adaptability, because not every patient is the same. They have different needs. There are different people, and dealing with people who are in pain, guys, it's not easy. So I've really learned that also setbacks, they don't mean failure. They often give you like an opportunity to actually learn from that setback and improve.
You know, someone working directly with patients, let's just look into that a bit further, particularly with the youth. Yeah. What health challenges or habits amongst young people concern you the most?
Sure. So one thing that concerns me is how young people, they delay taking care of their health, actually, whether it's physical or mental. So we see there's a lot of sedentary lifestyles, poor technology use, because we are such a generation that likes technology. We're always on our screens and all of that. And also we are the most depressed, stressed generation. So that leads to like us neglecting these small problems like your posture, because the more you are on a screen, you have an incorrect posture that can put more load on your muscles, and that can also cause you neck pain, back pain, of which you'll be like, you were never injured, but how come you have such a pain? But that happens. So I think there is a need for more awareness around prevention and making healthcare feel less intimidating. Like, it's okay for you to go consult for your neck pain, for your back pain as a young person, because the most known thing is that these things are for like older people. So we are the most the generation that neglects our health, if that makes sense.
I'm getting a very interesting question from one of our listeners. The listener just weighed in on the conversation now, but you did mention something along the lines of what the question has to do with. But the question reads, running a business requires more than professional qualifications. What skills have you had to learn that university didn't teach you?
For me, it's the billing from the medical aid, so that you don't get to learn in university. So it's something that you have to do aside. There are some courses that are provided that you have to go through them. But I still wish maybe the basics we were taught in university, because it's such a tricky thing to do, to having to, because when you bill from a medical aid, you don't use the terminology, like the clinical terminology that the higher institutions, they teach us. You bill using codes. So that's a different story, because most of us, we know how to deal with patients, not the admin side of it.
Sorry, carry on. Sorry, I thought you had finished there. Did you complete?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I was just saying the admin side of it is totally different, and it's a bit tricky.
Sorry, because at the same time, another question's coming through saying, "Hi, Tina. If more young people started businesses instead of waiting for jobs, from your perspective, in your opinion, could it help reduce unemployment?"
I would say so, because currently, to be honest, guys, we have no jobs, because even with healthcare, for example, we have unemployed doctors, we have unemployed physios, unemployed dietitians. So if you're going to wait for the government to open up posts or to open up employment, that means we'll wait forever, because 10 or 20 years back, you wouldn't think that we'll have a doctor who's unemployed. But right now we do have that. So I think more than just you having to wait for the government or for the job opportunity, better just start your own thing. And yeah.
Tina, you know, when one looks at young South Africans today, what gives you hope regarding today's youth?
So what gives me hope is seeing how actually innovative and resilient young South Africans are. So despite the challenges that we have, many young people are creating businesses right now, building platforms, pursuing education, and actually finding ways to make an impact. So there's so much talent, creativity, determination in this generation. And we can see most of us, or most of our generation, that are more in the content creation side. That shows how creative we are and how we can use our creativity to actually start a business and make your own money.
Tina, I just wish we had time for a few more questions, but let's imagine if we were having such a conversation 10 years from now. What impact would you hope your practice and your journey have made on your community and on young people who look up to you?
10 years from now, I'll really hope that my practice has become a place not only known for like excellent rehabilitation, but for like compassionate care and genuine impact in the community. I would love also to have helped many people to regain their health and independence while also inspiring young people, especially young Black professionals, to believe that they are capable of building meaningful careers and businesses too. And obviously the plan is to create as many job opportunities as I can through my practice.
Tina, on that note, we're going to have to leave it there. I must thank you once again for joining us on this Youth Day. Your story is a powerful reminder that age, never a barrier to making a meaningful impact. Joining me on the line is Tina Somdaka, a qualified physiotherapist and entrepreneur. Whether it's helping patients recover, creating jobs through entrepreneurship, or inspiring other young people to pursue their dreams, well, Tina has demonstrated exactly what Youth Day represents. It's about courage, determination, belief, creativity, the desire to progress and have the power to shape the future. Thanks once again for joining us and for the important work you're doing in healthcare and in your communities. And to you, as we commemorate Youth Day, may Tina's journey remind us that every generation has that opportunity to leave its mark. The question is not whether you're too young to make a difference, it's whether you're willing to take the first step. Happy Youth Day. Until the next time, well, keep striving, keep growing, and keep believing in your potential.